This is Nisaka Murli of the 20th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, purity is the basis of changing from a beggar to a prince. It is only by becoming pure that you will receive the kingdom of the pure world. Question. Which lesson of this school changes you from a human being into a deity? Answer. In this school, you learn the lesson every day of not being a body, but a soul. It is by becoming soul conscious that you change from a human being into a deity, and from an ordinary human into Narayan. At this time, all human beings are worshippers. That is, they are impure and body conscious. This is why they continue to call out to the Purifier Father. Song, leave your throne of the sky and come down to earth. Om Shanti. You children know who said Om Shanti. Which children? Do you souls know whose soul said Om Shanti? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul said it. You children know that it was not the soul of a human being who said it. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, said it. That Father of all is the highest on high. You heard in the song that there is a huge shadow of Maya over Bharat. They have become very impure, and this is why they call out, O Purifier, come once again to purify us. It is souls who call out to their Father, the One, called God. They say that He alone is the purifier. There is praise of only one. He is the unlimited Father of all souls. Here, all have become impure, and this is why they call out, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. He alone is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. He is the Father and also the teacher, because He is the ocean of knowledge and the world authority. He is also the knower of all the Vedas, scriptures and the Granth, etc. He is called the Knowledgeful One. At this time, all call out to the Father from beyond because they are unhappy. They call out to God the Father. He also has to have a name. The name they remember Him by is Shiv Baba. Only He is the highest on high, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, and the ocean of peace. Human souls praise their Father. Whose soul is the highest on high? That of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the Supreme. Impure human beings remember Him. When Bharat was pure and the kingdom of the deities in the Golden Age, there was no one impure there. This is a Tamo Pradhan world. That is, all the souls living in this world are sinful souls. This Bharat that was pure has now become impure. Here in the Iron Age, all are impure. You know that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes from the Supreme Region and teaches you through Brahma. He definitely needs a body. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. Only the ocean of knowledge, who is the authority, knows everything. In Bharat, they show a picture of Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu, and they have even shown Him with scriptures in His hand. Vishnu doesn't relate the essence of all the scriptures. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the ocean of knowledge, explains to you the essence of all the scriptures through Brahma. He is also the creator of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Neither Brahma nor Vishnu is called the ocean of knowledge. Shankar cannot even be considered. So who is the ocean of knowledge? The incorporeal, highest on high, supreme soul is the purifier. This is the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Here too, it is souls who are praised. It is the soul who says through the body, I am the president, I am a barrister, I am such and such a minister. It is the soul that receives a status. The soul says through the body, I shed a body and take another. The father comes at this time and he says, children, become soul conscious. I, your father, have come to teach you this lesson. This is the school in which you change from humans into deities, from an ordinary man into Narayan, and an ordinary woman into Lakshmi. All souls call out to the father. O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, now come into this corporeal world from the incorporeal world. Change your form. When each of you incorporeal souls enters a body, you enter a womb and take rebirth. The father explains, each of you has taken 84 births through a womb. You shed a body and again enter another womb. And this is the way you take 84 births. I do not enter a womb. You people of Bharat originally belonged to the deity religion. You continued to come down the ladder and went into the warrior clan, then the merchant clan, and then the Shudra clan, and the degrees continued to decrease. The people of Bharat do not know their own births. It is the people of Bharat who take 84 births. None of those of other religions take 84 births. You have become spinners of the discus of self-realization. This is a matter of knowledge. By becoming spinners of the discus of self-realization, you become emperors of heaven, the rulers of the globe. You understand very clearly that you have come here to become pure from impure. This is an impure world. Only the one Father is the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all. Everyone calls out to him. They remember the Father, not Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna did not speak the Gita. The Gita is the most elevated jewel of all the scriptures. The Gita of Bharat is the scripture of which religion? The original, eternal, deity religion. Who sung the Gita? Who taught you Raja Yoga? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Purifier Father. You souls who are incorporeal have adopted corporeal bodies. No corporeal human beings can be called God. Although Lakshmi and Narayan exist in the Golden Age, they are not called gods. That is just the title given to them. According to the law, there is just the one God. The Creator is one. All the rest are deities. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago, when it became the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and they were called the Empress and Emperor. God doesn't become an emperor. He is the Father who comes and makes the people of Bharat into deities. Now, no one belongs to the deity religion. This is called the Ravan community because it is the kingdom of Ravan. They continue to burn an effigy of Ravan year after year because he is an old enemy. However, the people of Barit do not know him. It is not mentioned in the scriptures who Raban is. Why have they shown Raban with 10 heads? These things have to be understood very clearly. Human beings have completely stone intellects. Lakshmi and Narayan, etc., are said to be those with divine intellects. It used to be the kingdom of the lords and ladies of divinity. As were the king and queen, so were the subjects. There is no other land of happiness like Bharat. When Bharat was heaven, there was no illness, sorrow, disease, etc. There was complete happiness there. It is said that the praise of God is infinite. In the same way, the praise of Bharat is also infinite. Everything depends on purity. They even call out because they are all impure. There is no peace or prosperity. You people of Bharat have now understood that you were the Sun Dynasty deities and that you then gradually became impure. This is called the land of death. It has to be set on fire. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Shiva. They even call it the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. People give it many different names. Wherever they see an image of Shiva, they give it a different name. They build many temples to the one and use different names. The father sits here and explains, there is this knowledge, devotion and disinterest. Devotion is now coming to an end, and you are disinterested in devotion. That is, you are disinterested in this old world. This old world is to be destroyed. Children ask, Baba, how can we become pure from impure? New ones are not allowed to come here. Similarly, if a new student were to go and sit in a college, he would not understand anything. No one knows how human beings change into deities. Impure human beings become pure. At this time, Bharat is a beggar. In the Golden Age, Bharat was a prince. Sri Krishna was the number one prince of the Golden Age. He had all the virtues. The kingdom is said to be that of Lakshmi and Narayan. Sri Krishna was just a prince, and Radhe was a princess. It is the praise of Prince Sri Krishna that is remembered. Full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. He didn't speak the Gita. He was a prince of the Golden Age. It's impossible for him to teach the lessons of the Gita to impure human beings to make them pure. All of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. There is so much praise of the scriptures. In the Golden Age, there are no scriptures, pictures, etc., of the path of devotion. There is the reward of this knowledge for 21 births. You are claiming your fortune of the kingdom of the Golden Age once again. The people of Bharat became the masters of the world in the Golden Age 5,000 years ago. There was no partition, etc., there. It is a matter of 5,000 years. It is now the end of the Iron Age. Destruction is just ahead. God has created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge in order to make this impure Iron Age into that pure Golden Age. Therefore, there definitely has to be the destruction of this impure world. It is remembered that the establishment of the original eternal deity religion took place through Brahma. Shivbaba is now carrying that out through Brahma. You are now changing from human beings into deities. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out the establishment through Brahma. That one is Prajapita, the father of people, and all are his children. Heaven was definitely established through Brahma. 5,000 years ago, I came at the confluence age in order to teach you Raja Yoga. It wasn't Sri Krishna, but I who came. Sri Krishna cannot enter this impure world. Only the Father comes. Only he is the bestower of salvation for all. Human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings. Everyone remembers that one. Where does the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, reside? You children know that he resides in the Supreme Region. It is the great element of Brahma. Souls there are pure, just like great souls. Here too, they speak of great souls and sinful souls. In fact, there isn't a single great soul here. It is souls who have to become pure and sato pradhan with this knowledge and yoga, not with water. It is souls who become impure. Alloy is mixed into souls. It is souls who become gold and silver, copper and iron. Now who can purify souls who have become impure? No one except the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can purify you. The Father sits here and says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. The more you remember me from being impure, the purer you will become. There is effort in this. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects of how this world cycle turns, of how you take 84 births, of how long the kingdom of the golden age continues, and how Ravan then comes. No one even knows who Ravan is. No one knows when they started burning an effigy of Ravan. They burn it every year. They do not burn it in the golden age. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. No one can establish the kingdom of Rama. It is the task of the Father alone. Impure human beings cannot do this. All of them are to be destroyed. This impure world has to be destroyed. Not a single person in the golden age says, O purifier, come. It is a pure world. You now know who made Lakshmi and Narayan into the masters of heaven and how they took 84 births. Only those who belong to the original eternal deity religion take 84 births. They are the ones who have become part of the Shudra dynasty at this time. They are now becoming part of the Brahmin dynasty. You are the Brahmin topknots. The highest on high topknots are the decoration of the Brahmin clan, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You are now also the children of Shiv Baba. You are also the grandsons and granddaughters. You belong to the dynasty of Shiva and are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You receive your inheritance from the grandfather. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. Become pure and you will come to me in the land of liberation. Only those who understood these things in the previous cycle will understand them now. There are thousands of them. Some ask how many BKs there are. Tell them. There are thousands of us. This divine tree continues to grow. The sapling of the original eternal deity religion is now being planted again because the deity religion no longer exists. They all call themselves Hindus. they have been converted to other religions. All of them will then emerge again and claim their inheritance from the Father. You have come to the unlimited Father to claim your inheritance of unlimited happiness, that is, to change from humans into deities. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhavdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become pure from impure, become strong in this knowledge and yoga. Remove the alloy in your soul by making the effort of having remembrance. 2. Maintain the intoxication that we Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma, are the topknots. Only Brahmins have a right to the inheritance, because we are all the grandchildren of Shiv Baba. Blessing. May you be a master purifier who transforms any impure atmosphere with your powerful attitude. No matter what the atmosphere may be like, your powerful attitude can transform that atmosphere. Even if the atmosphere is full of vices, your attitude should be viceless. Those who make impure ones pure cannot be influenced by an impure atmosphere. Be a master purifier and finish any impure or weak atmosphere with your powerful attitude. Do not create such an atmosphere by speaking about it. To speak about a weak or impure atmosphere is also a sin. Slogan. Now sow a seed of God's recognition in the earth and revelation will take place. Abhyog signal. Yoga means the power of silence. This power of silence can very easily transform oneself and others. The elements, as well as souls, will be transformed with this power. You transform souls by giving them the course in words, but in order to transform the elements, you need the power of silence. You need the power of yoga. Your yoga can be powerful when all other thoughts have become quiet and there is just the one thought of Baba and I. All thoughts apart from the experience of meeting the Father should vanish. Only then could you honestly say that your remembrance is as powerful as a fire with which transformation can take place. Om Shanti.